Welcome. I'm pleased to invite you to experience and enjoy a new e-learning course, Understanding OD, brought to you by the Organization Development Network, the professional association that serves both its members' needs and the field of OD. How do we do that? Well, first, we have many kinds of members. Some may identify themselves as OD practitioners and consultants, and others may work in many different professions and job roles. All our members, though, seek to become more knowledgeable about current OD principles and practices, and many are seeking to become more effective at using them in their work. To meet these different expectations, the OD Network provides a variety of learning options to help them build both their capabilities and their confidence. Then, as a professional association, we also work to serve the field by advancing the theory and practice of OD, by advocating for the importance and value of our work, and by doing what we can to develop more visibility, credibility, and influence for OD in the larger world and the global marketplace. We're especially pleased and proud to welcome you to this e-learning course because it gives us the opportunity to introduce you to the field of OD, to highlight important parts of our work, and also, if we ignite your curiosity, to tell you how you can learn more about what we do and why what we do can make such a difference in the quality of people's work lives. Specifically, we've designed and prepared this introduction to the field to meet a number of key learning objectives, many of which we hope are also yours. For instance, if you've always wondered where OD came from and how it's developed over the years, you'll find out here. Or if you're interested in exploring what OD practitioners and consultants actually do, we hope you'll have most of your questions answered here as well. Or if you'd like to become a more knowledgeable, savvy consumer of OD services, you'll certainly get some useful ideas about how to do that here. Or if you're fascinated or curious about specific core OD skills, tools, or practices, you'll have a chance to learn about many of the different approaches to helping people work together more successfully. In other words, we've done our best to create this e-course to clarify the purpose of OD work, to answer the questions we hear most often about what we do and why we do it, and to point you in the right directions if you're interested in a deeper dive. Now, to meet these multiple objectives, we've created a six-part sequence of learning bundles that begins by guiding you through an explanation of our purpose and a walk through our history, and that culminates in Module 6 with an exploration of some emerging challenges and exciting opportunities in our field. In between these first and final modules, along the way, we'll explore the various contexts where OD can assist individuals, groups, and whole organizations to learn, to change, and to build strategies and structures that help them meet their own goals. We start with the big picture. One of the foundational skills of OD practice is systems thinking. And in Module 2, we'll introduce you to this perspective and give you some ideas about how we apply systems thinking when an entire organization or very large group decides it needs to change in some way. Then, in Module 3, we'll think smaller. OD, in fact, has had a long, successful history of helping individuals develop their leadership and interpersonal skills and helping groups and teams learn how to work together more effectively. Since executive coaching actually began as an OD practice, you'll also have a chance to learn a bit more about its history. Since OD, in its early years, was frequently described as planned change, it's important that we explore the dynamics of change, including those situations when people and organizations must make a quantum leap and truly transform themselves. That's, in fact, the focus of Module 4. Then, because all disciplines follow core principles and use best practices, in Module 5, we consider some of those practices that help us do our best work. How we use ourselves to influence others, how we develop agreements for expected outcomes, and how we maintain people's energy and optimism during periods of transition. Finally, as I said, Module 6 focuses on several specific domains where people who practice organization development are doing very important work. One of the reasons that we're sure you'll find this e-course especially informative and enjoyable is the quality of the information and instruction you'll encounter. That's because we've asked three extraordinarily qualified, gifted OD thought leaders and senior practitioners to collaborate on its design and facilitation. Your guides through this introduction to the field of organization development, June Delano, Lisa Kimball, and Michael Broom, offer you a breadth of practical experience and an understanding of the connection between principle and practice that's unparalleled. Most importantly, though, we're sure that they'll broaden your understanding of key concepts and important principles with examples that are both practical and useful. And, just as importantly, because Michael and Lisa and June are such relaxed, reliable guides who know how to make information about our field accessible and clear, we're sure that you'll find this e-course not only informative, but also enjoyable. We also want to point out that you'll enjoy all the benefits of e-courses as an additional support for your learning. Please take advantage of these benefits to structure an engagement with this material for yourself that best suits your personal situation and learning style. And also, for those of you who appreciate the opportunity to document your participation in learning, after you finish these modules, you'll have a chance to earn a certificate of completion. So once again, welcome to this e-course, Understanding OD. We hope you'll find your journey of discovery with Lisa, Michael, and June to be both useful and satisfying.